USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As big city crime continues to skyrocket across the nation, President Biden is calling on lawmakers to authorize more money for community policing efforts.
The answer is not to defund the police. It's to give you the tools, the training, the funding to be partners, to be protectors.
Biden making no mention of Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, who has been criticized for a memo he issued to his staff advising them not to prosecute certain low-level crimes. The United States believes Moscow was close to staging a fake attack against Russians to justify an invasion of Ukraine. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the plan could include a release of a graphic video of a fake attack. Kirby saying this propaganda is right out of the Russian playbook. USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu. And the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Mike Lindell, the veteran CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to listeners. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the buy one, get one free special on Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA.
The Islamic State's leader died during a U.S. military raid in northwestern Syria when he detonated an explosive that killed him and several family members as U.S. forces approached. That's according to President Biden. Biden labeling the ISIS leader as a major terrorist threat to the world.
He was the driving force behind the genocide of the Yazidi people in northwestern Iraq in 2014.
A big storm system is dumping rain, ice, and snow on a large portion of the country. It's mostly rain on the East Coast, but further west is an icy mix in states like Ohio and Kentucky. St. Louis is getting hammered with snow, and it extends all the way into upstate New York. Winter storm warnings stretch from Maine to New Mexico. The Dallas-Fort Worth area even seeing snow. Rough day on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 518 points to close at 35,111. This is USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
States along the U.S. southern border with Mexico continue to see a flow of illegal immigrants and asylum seekers arriving there in hopes of being allowed to stay. Arizona Republican Congressman Andy Biggs joins Fox Business to describe what illegal immigrants are doing as they cross into his state.
Folks cross over, they get apprehended, they surrender, and it's very casual. They come across, they all have cell phones, they're live streaming or FaceTiming back home, telling people they get there. And in other sectors along Tucson sector, these are the people in camo carrying drugs. So it's out of control.
The Biden administration continues to argue that addressing the root causes of migration will reduce the flow of illegal immigrants arriving at the U.S. southern border. A Florida Senate committee advanced legislation that would protect unborn children after 15 weeks. The bill passed 6-4 on a party-line vote. Current Florida law allows abortions for any reason up to 24 weeks. Andrew Sherville, executive director of Florida Voice for the Unborn, estimates that 5,000 unborn children would be saved every year if the bill becomes law. The Nintendo Switch is surpassing 100 million units sold. That figure moves it past the Wii, placing it behind the original Game Boy and Nintendo DS in terms of sales. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.